This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We'll give you the toll-free call-in line here momentarily where you can call in and join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. And, of course, we have brought things to the table as well. Will later is going to tell us about Bernie Sanders being a communist.
What?
I know. Surprise, surprise. But apparently, who was it?
The New York Post
has said what libertarians have known for a long time. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Conan.
And Will.
And Conan, it's been a long time since you've been on these airwaves.
A couple of months.
And you've got an article here where it's a claim by someone that public schools themselves incubate mental instability in children.
Yeah, this is by Stella Morabito. It's over at thefederalist.com, and it's more of a list than it is a article.
Is this a study? Did she do a study, or she just sort of wrote down her opinions?
They are most definitely opinions. She does link to some other articles that actually discuss some of these bullet points on this list, which I didn't get to because I was engrossed in this actual list right here. But let me go ahead and read the introduction, and then we can.
Yeah.
I don't want to read every single paragraph from the list, but we can definitely stop me when you're ready, and we'll discuss. So why doesn't anyone investigate the toxic effects of today's bureaucrat-run mega schools in the wake of school shooting? It's high time we place a share of the blame there. Apologists for these noxious systems continue to shift blame for their failures using the media, various left-wing lobbies, and kids themselves as programmed mouthpieces for statist agendas like gun control. Meanwhile, they keep feeding the beast by mass institutionalizing kids.
All right, so let's pause there. And whenever I hear a question of why doesn't anyone fill in the blank, well, it seems as though she's trying to, which means that someone is.
Mm-hmm.
So the question isn't why doesn't anyone fill in the blank. The question is why do people not pay attention when fill in the blank? And then there are going to be millions of reasons, because I know I've got other things to do than read every article that gets posted on the internet ever.
This is true. There's a lot of them, and there's lots of kitty memes that you want to look at as well. I mean, you got to balance. Would you want to know what's going on? Are you going to have to look through what is opinion and what is actual facts, and then kitty memes? I mean, come on now. Or Bernie Sanders is a what is
communist.
He?
Bernie Sanders is a communist.
He's not a democratic socialist?
No, according to the New York Post, the title is he's a communist. So, yeah, things that we already knew, and kitten memes, and, well, probably there's usually some kind of, like, outrage porn mixed in somewhere. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, like dead Syrian kids on the...
I keep forgetting that the word porn is used to describe things other than pornography.
I don't.
Well, because people get off on it.
Whatever anyone gets off on, that's porn.
Yeah. So, like, some people get off on looking, like, they get their social justice moral outrage out of looking, like, and purposefully subject themselves to, like, videos of children drowned on, like, the beaches of Europe. And so, like, I can't look at that stuff.
No, nor can I.
But
it burns itself into your psyche, I think.
I'm also thinking of... Like hate listeners, people who will listen to a show that they can't stand the host, they can't stand the topics.
But they like to yell at the radio.
Nobody refers to that as radio porn. But people refer to pictures of food as food porn.
Because I kind of get off on it. I love food.
The correlation between public school environments and the deteriorating mental health of children has been intensifying for decades. We ought to consider how these settings serve as incubators for the social alienation that can fuel such horrors. First, Consider how common it is for public high school today to house thousands of teenagers for most of their waking hours for four solid years. More than 3,000 students attended the Florida school where the most recent shooting took place.
All right.
During their time in that maze, kids learn to socialize basically by finding their place in a school's hierarchy of cliques.
All right. So, yeah, this is something that I found odd, and it seems to be more and more common, these sort of mega schools.
Yep, which I never had any.
Will.
I never had any part of when I was growing
me
up.
Either.
I think I had like 100 people in my graduating class.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, so I graduated with 377 others. There were 378 that started the senior year. One guy died during the year, so there were, you know, 378 that should have graduated. 377 actually did. I think in the high school, and it was just 10th through 12th was the high school where I went, there were 1,500 students.
Mm.
So, you know, a sizable population for a school, and that was overcrowded, and then, you know, they wound up splitting the district, and then both schools that were supposed to hold, like, 1,200 students were overcrowded the next year, and, you know, so a large school with over 1,000 students, not uncommon for where I lived, but these, where they've got, like, 3,000 in a school, my question is, how many grades are in this school?
Right, right. Let me ask
because
you something.
Because I know some places, high school is 7th through 12th. Other places, high school is 9th through 12th. Where I went, it was 10th through 12th.
Mine was 7th through 12th. It was quite a shock for a 7th grader to be in the same classroom with a 12th grader right across the room from him. But let me ask you about your almost 400 graduating class.
Yes.
Did you know all the names of those people? Did you actually know everyone? At least their names?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, for me, though, it was a little different. Like, we started our freshman year with, like, the 377 students. And then by the time we got to graduation,
they'd all been dropping out and whatnot.
There was, like, 165 of us left in a row.
Well, I wasn't one of the 100 because I wised up real quick. I figured out what I needed to know. And I'm like, you know what? I could have much more fun on outside.
Now, we had one or two students in my graduating class die every year from 6th grade till graduation.
Natural causes, or were they coughing themselves? Drug overdoses.
Well, we had car accidents.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Car accidents and a drug overdose. One of them was shot in the back of the head by another student over a girl and a bag of weed. You know, like, you had different reasons. Three kids drowned. So, but yeah, every year from 6th grade to graduation, we had two kids die. And then you had tons, like all the dropouts and the mm-hmm. move-aways. So, like, we had not quite a third graduate that started. But still, I mean, like, we all knew each other. We all grew up together. It was a small town and a small high school that took two middle schools and put them together. And even then, still was really small.
Yeah, I had my 20-year reunion a couple of years ago, and there were only about 75 of the students that showed up, and then a few of them brought spouses. So I think there was about 90 or 100 people that showed up to the reunion. And then there was sort of a memorial for the people that had passed away. Hmm. And there had been, I think it was 15 or 16 that had passed away from the time we graduated until the reunion a couple years ago.
Yeah,
so let's continue on here. And your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
This sort of pecking order dynamic tends to breed resentment, status anxiety, and social dysfunction. Combine that with the toxic effects of social media and family breakdown, and you've got a deadly brew. Public schooling is increasingly unhealthy for kids' emotional stability. Let us count the ways. Number one, the size and model of mass schooling is alienating. And that goes right into what she was just talking about, where you've got these mega schools that are so large, it's impossible to know everyone else. And it is so easy to slip into the cracks and to become a no one. For the folks to lash out at, and basically back in 1929 through through 1930, there was about 248,000 public schools in the United States.
All right. And
today, 98,000.
I was going to try having you tease that, Conan. You need to remember, we're on radio. We need to give a tease. What are the 12 other ways that schools screw kids up? This is Free Talk Live.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one. Plus, an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
What's more profitable? Running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
You've heard of Bitcoin Cash, but did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 in studio tonight. It's Daryl,
Conan,
and Will.
And how would you like to get a home security system delivered to your house that is very easy to use? You get the Blink Home Security System delivered. You then download an app, and it walks you through an easy setup. Even with a complicated router system, and assuming that you're not very technically inclined, you should still be able to get it set up in about 10 to 15 minutes. And then you can either get notified whenever anything moves in front of that wireless camera, or you can just take a look whenever you want to from your phone or that other mobile device. And have we got a deal for you? Get three Blink security cams for what the other guys charge for one. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's blinkprotect.com, all one word, blinkprotect.com/FTL, as in Free Talk Live. One more time, blinkprotect.com/FTL. So Conan is sharing a list here from a website called thefederalist.com, and this appears to be a woman who has come up with some reasons and then done a little bit of research-ish to back up her points here. But she begins by asking, why does no one investigate the toxic effects of bureaucratic-run mega schools after a school shooting? And then proceeds to wind up doing something close to investigating the toxic effects of bureaucratic-run mega schools. So she has answered her own question of, no, somebody is doing it. Why are you asking the wrong question? But the first point that she makes here is the size and model of mass schooling. She says it's alienating. Conan, you had just given us some numbers. Give those to us one more time.
Yeah, back in the 30s, there were 248,000 public schools. And I guess that ranges all the way from K all the way to 12. And today,
well, hold on. It says public schools. That could be elementary, middle school.
Right, K through 12.
Yes. Oh, I thought you said 7.
And for whatever reason, it's 2013, 2014, the number has shrunk to 98,000. So less than, or more than half.
Hold on. Well,
a decrease. Now, there are other things that have happened, too. You've got your private schools, and you've got your...
Right. That's what I was going to ask, is how many private schools are there?
And homeschooling.
Does this count charter schools that are technically public schools, but for some weird reason, everybody wants to think that charter schools aren't public schools?
We don't think that way, but I guess there are people out there who think that way.
There are people
they spend a fraction of what the public schools spend.
There are people that say charter schools are private schools. No, charter schools are public. They are government-funded schools. They are just privately operated.
Correct.
It is a government school. And then also you have to, depending on how the word public school is defined, a private school could be a public school. If they say, we are going to accept anyone who lives within 10 miles of this school, no tuition. They are open to the public. So it could be argued that is a public school.
Yeah, I would say if they were getting any money from the government.
Again.
From the people.
This doesn't say taxpayer-funded school. So words have meaning.
Well, we could click on this National Center of Education Statistics.
You continue with the article, and again, the National Center for Education Statistics might wind up using different definitions for public school than what was used in 1929. But let's continue with the article. Again, the number of public schools went from 248,000 to 98,000.
And the U.S. population has tripled. And, you know, it's happening right here in our own community. You have the school board members and friends of always talking about downsizing. They got rid of my elementary school.
Have your own elementary school?
Where I would send my children. And now instead of being able to walk across the street, they got to get bused across town because they closed a great elementary school. And they're also having an issue with low population high schools. They've got the local Keene High School, and they've got one across the way, Monadnock. They're both lower in population. The cost to educate these kids isn't going down. It's actually going up. And guess what they want to do? They want to merge these two schools. meaning that they'll probably go to Keene, and you're going to have kids on a bus for an hour one way every morning just to get shipped from two towns over.
I used to do that.
It's ridiculous.
I did that when I was in school. We rode a bus literally 45 minutes one way to get to school.
All right, here's my problem with this. What is wrong with small schools? Why do they have to...
You just mentioned it.
It's money.
They're not cost-effective. If you're paying... Let's say that every town in New Hampshire, and there are, 300 and something of them, if they are all paying a superintendent $100,000 a year, that is less efficient than if there are, 40 different school districts that are each paying a superintendent. It's more efficient to have a slightly larger school district.
The reason it's a problem, the reason they can't manage their monies, because every school, in their opinion, every school has to have a Latin class, and it has to have every team imaginable, a hockey team and a baseball team and a chess team and a
ESL
debate team.
Teachers.
I mean, I never had all of that in my high school, and we were doing just fine. I mean,
I took 2 years of Latin in high school. So
sometimes if you wanted to take one of the special classes, you had to, after school, get trucked to the school who was
or go to the community college.
Or go to a community college. Exactly. Graduate early, get your, and take your pre what are they called, the any class you can take in the 11th to 12th.
Prereqs
at the college level.
Yeah.
The problem is that you have these school officials who demand that every school be the same and teach the same way and have the same classes, and they don't have the money to do it. So what do they do? They squeeze everybody together, and now you're less likely to know the guy across the way, and you're more likely to be picked on, and you have individuals like the kid in Florida who couldn't take it anymore.
All right, so I went to this National Center for Education Statistics. While they do not define the term public school, they do mention that since the 1970s, school systems have been shifting away from having junior highs, which generally consisted of 7th and 8th or 7th through 9th grade, and moving towards middle schools, a subset of elementary school beginning with 4, 5, or 6, and ending at 6, 7, or 8. So when you're getting rid of junior high, shifting those to high school, and then moving others into an expanded elementary school or creating a middle school, that is going to toy with the numbers a good bit, and they actually have it broken down a little bit of how many elementary schools, how many secondary, and the number of secondary schools has actually increased since 1980. They don't actually have yearly statistics going back to the 70s or even the 30s, but the number of private schools has gone up drastically from 1980. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure. pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Maybe instead of, you know, like listening to us on terrestrial radio or listening to one of the internet streams, you have an urge to actually watch us for some reason, you dirty, dirty voyeurs. Well, you can do that on Twitch. Head over to twitch.lrn.fm. There's chat rooms built into the Twitch page. And, yeah, we've actually, you know, stumbled upon a completely different audience than when we were just streaming on YouTube, which that's still available. But
nobody watches it.
Maybe you will enjoy the Twitch. And I know that there's a way that you can subscribe to the Twitch channel if you have Amazon Prime. And then I think we somehow get a little bit of money off of that. I don't entirely know how that works. But head over to twitch.lrn.fm. It's Daryl, Conan, and Will in studio. And Conan, you're going over this list here from thefederalist.com, where Lady has written an article, 13 Ways Public Schools Incubate Mental Instability in Kids. The first one was the size of the schools, to where they're a lot larger now than they used to be. Number two on the list is that public schools are basically like prisons.
Yeah, number two on this list of why it's unhealthy to send your kids to baby prison. The schools are abnormal. And this is one of the problems that I had when I was going to school, all grades, but it was most felt whenever I got into the public schools, where, you know, there was just, you know, so many kids that you had to blend into. Dr. Peter Gray at Boston College has studied in depth the harmful effects of mass schooling on children's mental health. Gray makes the point that school is simply an abnormal setting for children. But instead of admitting that our culture prefers to say that the children are abnormal for squirming, and so they want to jack them up full of Ritalin and whatnot.
Yep.
In short, school is a prison that actually causes trauma in children. Anxiety is a natural effect of being cooped up in a compulsory setting for hours on end, especially when you believe your future depends on your performance there. Yet few consider that environment has the cause or source of depression. According to a neighbor of the shooter in the recent Florida case, the shooter, quote, always had his head down. He looked depressed, unquote. According to the public defender, he's sad, he's mournful, he's remorseful. He's fully aware of what is going on, and he's just a broken human being.
And, you know, there are reasons other than just public school exist for why this guy was depressed. His family had broken up. He'd been in the foster care system for a while. His birth parents, I believe, had both died. So, you know, there was a lot going on. It wasn't just, oh, yeah, he went to government school, blame government school. Mm-hmm.
Well, absolutely, but I mean, for the same reason, don't blame it on the guns or blame it on the psychotropic drugs that he might have been on.
And I didn't say blame the gun. That's not at all what I said.
I'm playing devils, and I, you know, what are other people blaming it on? So, I mean, we have to look at every element: the schools, the drugs, the guns, maybe the death in the family,
everything.
Right.
Every variable in the situation needs to be taken into account.
He ate gluten that one time.
But, I mean, how many kids did you know in public school or even at private or charter or whatever school who didn't perform so well, and before you know it, they're just at the bottom. They're at the bottom of the barrel, and they're always
in trouble.
They start taking out their feelings on, they become the next bully, or they start getting bullied. But they have to get it out of their system somehow or another, or, you know, bad things might happen.
Yeah, I didn't really have that problem. Let's continue with the rest of the list. I know you said you didn't want to cover all of the, and again, there's
so some
13.
Some of them do get repetitive.
Yeah.
Number three is public schools are breeding grounds for hierarchical cliques.
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 Cliques. Cliques.
I'm not saying it the American way. I'm going to say it the European. Cliques.
And you sound like a weirdo.
Both are acceptable.
No.
In large settings that promote conformity, see, I'm not conforming. People will naturally self-segregate into smaller groups, but the groups tend to be hierarchical. At the top are the popular queen bees and jocks who tend to make their busyness to oversee and regulate relationships among their peers. The divas, students, sort and label their peers in various ways, such as brainy, prudish, a-hole, geeky. Their lesser peers duly gravitate to a group that does accept them. At the bottom are those deemed weirdos or loners who tend to face intense ostracism. That dynamic only harms their situation as isolated, alienated individuals. So why can't we guess which social strata school shooters tend to come from? They usually come from the bottom of the barrel. Picked on the bullied.
All right, I'm going to have to interject and, like, when I was in high school, we had three main groups.
Mm-hmm.
Four. You had what they called the freaks. That was anybody who was into skaters, anybody that listened to Nine Inch Nails, anybody who was into punk rock, like all of those goth kids. I mean, this was before goth was goth. You know, like the beginning of all that, Marilyn Manson was just coming out and all that stuff when I was in high school. So all those kids got grouped together into one group. And then you had rednecks. And that was it. Like, rednecks.
Well, that's two groups.
If you wore jeans.
Rednecks.
If you wore jeans so tight that they looked like they were spray painted on, you were redneck. Then you had the preps.
They had belt buckles, too.
Yep. Yep. And some of them were on the Florida Bull Riders Association. High school. We had high school bull riders when I was in school in Florida.
And I'm the redneck because I grew up in Alabama where we didn't have bull riding.
Right. Then we also had the preps. So there was and the black kids and the, I don't know if I'm allowed to say the other word. It starts with a W, but I'm just not going to push it.
The Latins?
No, no. The black kids, the Latins, the white kids who thought they were black.
Oh, they were all one group.
All one group. And this is, again, this is Central Florida in the late 90s. And so you had four social groups, and you were a part of
what
one
about
of
the jocks? Were the jocks?
Jocks were split preps, right? Among preps, rednecks, and the black kids. And,
okay.
And the minority kids.
I was a jock freak because I was track and cross country and soccer.
I was like the unofficial leader of the freaks, I guess, because like when the kids started dressing, like basically there were two of us my junior year, and then my senior year there was suddenly like 50 of us. So the administration assumed that me and the other kid who did it the year before were the leaders of all these other kids, when it was like, no, they're just all freshmen and they do it too, you know, like I can't make them not do these things.
So your group, which was a minority, was actually normalizing.
Yes, it was normalizing.
Yeah, there's a South Park episode about this.
I moved freely between all groups. I was like, the redneck girls were walking around and like trying to force their boyfriends to put on blue lipstick because they had like my lip print on their cheek. Because I was the freak kid, I wore blue lipstick and did the heroin eyes and all that kind of stuff. But I moved freely between all groups, and I seemed to be like the only kid in the school who could do that. That could be like hang out with the black kids at one lunch and skip class, and hang out with the preppy kids at the next lunch.
Yeah, I think like, that is a common theme among a lot of libertarians, where we did kind of. It's not that we were forced to do this,
yeah,
and forced to do it in our daily lives. It's just, hey, you know, we don't judge by color, creed, race,
yeah.
You know.
It's
we judge by what the contents, and everyone is different. Everyone's got some good, everyone's got some bad.
This thing of there are set social cliques, and you must be in one of the, it seems like, you know, Hollywood propaganda.
It's true for a lot of people, but for some of us, some people, you know, like I was classified as a member of the freaks because I wore like makeup and all that kind of stuff. But my girlfriend was a member of the rednecks, and that was unheard of.
Mm.
But for some reason, I could date a prep one month and a redneck the next month, and a black girl the next month, and nobody batted an eye. But anybody else step out of that social circle that you're put in. And it's a totally different story.
Pecking order. More on this. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl,
Conan,
and Will.
And for years, libertarians of all stripes have wanted a directory for liberty-minded businesses. Well, we're helping build one. Liberty.menu. It's a tool for our community. At its core is a directory for events, businesses, and digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's a bit of a social networking aspect to it, so you can connect and share with other users. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu and use code FTL to get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. That's liberty.menu, code FTL. Conan's been sharing an article with us, and we're not going through this entire thing where it's from thefederalist.com. I will post the link on the Facebook and the Twitter where the author here says, here's 13 ways that public schools incubate mental instability in kids. And the first point, you know, actually makes a lot of sense, that schools have gotten a lot larger than they used to be. They kind of feel like prisons is number two. And then the next several points are all various ways of saying that there are cliques and different groups. And that's kind of where she loses it. Yeah, I know there are cliques, but people aren't set. Oh, you're a preppy kid. You must always be in preppy kid, and you can't ever associate with anybody that's not preppy kid. That's some Hollywood BS.
It depends on how big your school is, and we haven't been to one of these mega schools. In my school, you could be multiple. You can move around to multiple groups, and it was allowed. But I can't say that there aren't schools like Hollywood, has portrayed them.
Right, but true. Also, Hollywood has to simplify and dumbify things. In the book Forrest Gump was not a moron. Forrest Gump was a savant. But that is too much of a nuanced thing to portray on film. So what does Hollywood do? Moron.
Make him a moron, yeah.
I thought he was a moron savant.
They never portrayed him as a savant in the film.
How do you not pick up on that? A guy was brilliant.
They don't portray that. They portray that he was an idiot.
Yeah, it was between the lines. You had to pick up on it. And he was very lucky. He was a lucky savant.
They just played him. They portrayed him as a lucky dum-dum.
Yeah, Hollywood, this is their goal, in that they entertain us. And yeah, you have to have to sensationalize these things, otherwise it's...
And nuance is not allowed in film, and that's the point, is the woman here is talking about these stereotypical things that are being portrayed in film as if it is real life, and I'm just saying that real life isn't like that, and she hits the point like four times. Number six.
Right, let me just read them, and then I'll get to. We're doing number six.
Yeah, all right, just jump down to number six.
Number four. Public schools are breeding grounds for aggression. Number five.
And then she goes on to talk about a movie.
Correct. School bureaucracy tends to reinforce the social pecking orders, and I agree that you have different cliques.
Teachers feed into that as well.
But at the same time, you're going to have guys at the very top it's just like the military, where it's just like my chickens, my 23 backyard chickens. You don't necessarily know which one is in charge until you open the coop up one morning and one of their one guy is down on the ground with a bloody neck. Because, I don't know, she did something wrong during the night. I mean, it's just, it's the same.
So, you're saying that your chickens are like high school students, or high school students are like chickens?
We shouldn't be like chickens, is what I'm saying. High school students shouldn't be, but it forms, and it should not be reinforced.
When you worked at Walmart, were there cliques? Were there hierarchies in those cliques?
They were.
Is Walmart like a chicken coop?
The question is, were there natural hierarchies between, like, peers, or the manager who is being paid to be the manager is in charge of everybody?
Natural hierarchies among peers in cliques. You know what happens the workplace.
Yeah, but was it like high school? Where, I mean, it was so obnoxious, where, I mean, there was actually fistfights every single day for the dumbest reasons.
What the hell kind of high school you went to where there were fistfights every day?
Will, you didn't have this?
Yeah,
it was at my school, at a Florida school. Then you get out into the real world, and it's like all of that just disappeared overnight. And that's my biggest problem.
I must have gone to a really damn good school, because we didn't have half of this stuff that you guys are talking about.
And I went to the good school, by the way. I actually rode my bike 8 miles one way, so I didn't have to go to the school that was considered the bad school.
Not every day, but we had fights weekly. And then when I moved...
We didn't even have them weekly.
When I moved from the high school to what they called the vocational center, which was the other high school.
Oh, that's the one where the bad kids
go. That's where the dumb bad kids go.
Yeah, right. So then it was a fight a day.
Let's jump on to number six here, and then there's really only like one or two others to even touch on.
All right, number six, and this is very true. Public schools are increasingly politicized. Identity politics and leftist politicization in the schools is pervasive these days. It especially piles on the young men that label of guilty oppressor. Schools are becoming hotbeds of all sorts of political activity instigated by administrators and teachers. Privilege theory is now morphing into a new stage in which students engage in tell-all criticism and self-criticism sessions disguised as exercises in empathy. The message is loud and clear: take part in this political activism or your social and academic standing will suffer. It's now commonplace to get students to take part in political marches and protests, getting them acclimated to acting
Conan
in concert
doesn't know how to pronounce words.
With a mob. And yeah, bringing kids into politics, like you see so much on the TV, like this gun debate where they're going driving all the way to Tampa to act all outraged to, I don't know, the legislators there. Who's paying for those buses? Whose political, what political message are they actually feeding from? Is it really their ideas, or are they just being dragged into it? And that's the how I see it. I mean, what does a 10-year-old between, what is it? What is high school? 17? 18?
You go from 14 to 18, usually.
What, I mean, what does a 14-year-old actually know? I mean, what life have they actually experienced, and what opinions have they actually...
So are you saying you had no opinions on anything when you were 14?
I'm going to say my opinions weren't... They weren't wise.
I had lots of opinions.
I had plenty of opinions.
They were stupid.
Exactly.
A lot of them were stupid, and I got
in
a lot of trouble.
Very
and
stupid.
Right, but to think that just because, you know... And I'll admit that I'm smarter now than I was when I was 14, but that's not to say that 14-year-old Daryl should not have had an opinion.
I thought it was a good idea to start smoking cigarettes when I was 15. That was a brilliant idea. I thought it would get me laid because there was this girl, and she smoked cigarettes, and I thought it would get me laid.
Did it work?
At 15.
Did it work?
It did.
Well, there you go.
I thought it was a great
idea. So it wasn't that dumb of an idea then.
No, it was a horrible idea.
Horrible
idea. It took me 25 years to finally put them down.
We do not advocate teenagers smoking cigarettes. I don't advocate teenagers smoking cigarettes because cigarettes are absolutely horrible, disgusting things that should not exist.
What about vaping? What about this crackdown on all the vaping students? They have their new little USB vape machine that they can hide in their sleeve.
What? That's cool.
And the teachers are going around and they're confiscating and, you know, kicking kids out left and right.
All right, and then there's really only one other thing on here that I thought was worth touching on, because, again, she basically regurgitates the same thing over and over again.
Yeah, school sucks.
And she keeps using the term leftist, which tells you something of where she comes from. You know, normal people don't throw around the word leftist.
Yeah, yeah. except the school, it's a leftist organization.
It's true.
I'm sorry. There's not a whole lot of right-wing teachers anymore these days. There might have been 30 years ago.
People that use the term right-wing also have an agenda.
Well, I see...
I don't use either term, generally, unless I'm mocking people for using either term.
Hey, I'm going to read number 7 because Will liked that one. We're going to take a break. Will, what was number 7? Reduce content knowledge promotes conformity.
Yeah, so that's the one that we wanted to touch on. We'll get to that. Plus an open letter from a retired teacher to students that are walking out. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What are your thoughts on public schools? This is Free Talk Live.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.